Jacobus is good. That will make it 55-36. Ball comes in play. Pass comes now to Sammy Clary. Clary on the left side brings it up to Burns, and the Bulldogs break the pressure. Burns out to Pomering. Right side, Nelson. Wes holds it up, bounce feed down low. There's Iam on the way and good. High off the glass and down for Devin Iam. 56-38, the ball game score. North Crawford for a three on the rim, no good for Emler. Rebound by Pomering, and Clary whips it the other way. Caught by Burns. Burns on a drive, throws to the corner. Iam off a screen from Burns, skips it over to the near side. And now Pomering to Burns, deep corner. Cody brings it back out on the dribble drive and will hand off, giving it off now to Pomering. Inside to Iam. He is going against a couple of tall players. On the way, no good. Might have been partially blocked. Rebound by Landon Blaha. The outlet pass now for Bender. Bender down to the baseline. Trojans set it up. Now Emler on a drive into the lane. Leans in. Tough shot. Won't go. Fought for. Ball loose on the floor. And Nelson scrambling. Can't get it. It's going to be back to Blaha. And here's a drive on the way and good for Emler. Plowed his way in there, got a basket, and North Crawford is up by 20 again. 58-38 in the backcourt. Clary gives back to Pomering. Pomering across the timeline on the screen just inside the lane. Now gives it back to Iam. Nelson on the right wing. Bulldogs looking low. Nelson back to Burns. Shoots a three. It is good. Cody Burns with his second triple. 58-41. Burns showing some prowess from the outside. On a dribble drive, Blaha. North Crawford sets it up around the wheel. Bulldogs in a man-to-man defense. Emler lobs it back, top of the circle. Trojans on a drive. They kick to the corner. Three on the way. That is in and out and missed for Bender. And the rebound put back by Emler is good. Rebound put back for two, and that makes it 60-41. North Crawford missing some threes. They didn't miss many in the first half, but now they're getting some twos instead. Here's the knockaway picked up by the Trojans. They'll lean in for a shot. No good by Blaha. Rebound by Sammy Clary. Up to Burns to the corner. Pomering with the ball. Drives around the double team. Swings it over to Nelson. Nelson down deep. Backing in is Iam. Got away. Tough shot. Won't go. Foul called on the Trojans. So going to the free throw line will be Devin Iam. And the foul is marked. The first on North Crawford. We are even in fouls at one. And this one is on Landon Blaha, which is his second. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. Devin Iam makes it a 60-42 ball game. Good wrestling going on tonight at Riverdale as well. That's where Ithaca Weston is wrestling. This one on the way, and it's no good. And the rebound pulled down by North Crawford. They'll hammer it out to Emler at half court. Accelerates down deep. Tough shot. Oh, blocked by Iam. Nice defensive play. Knocks it out of bounds. Into the game for the Bulldogs will be Ethan Burkram. Cody Burns goes out. Nacita wins against Lafarge Youth Initiative 64-30 in girls basketball. Pass comes in play for North Crawford. Down low, Munson, and he's going to be called for a foul. So the foul is called, and that'll be number two on North Crawford. The Bulldogs will get the ball back. And the foul on Munson is his second. Pass comes in play. Bulldogs with Pomering on the far side. 60-42, North Crawford. Pomering across the timeline. Back to Wes Nelson. Nelson, top of the circle, to Pomering. Leading the ball on the near side is Burkram. Burkram drives, gives back to Nelson. Whips it down low, wide open is Pomering. He'll score. Wes Nelson with the assist. That makes it 60-44. Bulldogs with a basket back. And now the Trojans set it up. Jacobus setting it up quickly. We got into a stretch of the latter part of that first half where it was hard to keep a running score. Ball goes right side. Scoring pace has slowed a little bit. Down to Emler, deep corner. Right in front of the watchful eye of Principal Greg Herbst. Back to Munson. He'll lay it up from the low post. No good. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Burkram across the half-court line. Drives down to the baseline. folds up, throws, knocked away by Blaha, out of bounds. A final in girls basketball, Darlington 45, New Glarus 39. La Crosse Central 53-36 over Sparta as well. Otherwise, this game a little bit ahead of some of the other area games. Clary brings it in play, and the Bulldogs set it up. Nelson throwing it left side. Take him there. Devin Ime hands off to Pomeroy. Now to Nelson. Deep corner. Down low to Ime. Knocked away by North Crawford, and Ime dives in there. It is a jump ball. Good sportsmanship. Helping each other up. The alternate arrow points to North Crawford. 13-10 remaining here in the ball game tonight. In front of a cozy house at Ithaca. Wouldn't say full, but it's a very nice crowd for this one. Andrew Munson across the half-court line. The Ithaca girls are on the road at New Lisbon tonight. Here's a three on the way. Nothing but net for Jacobus. And there is the 10th triple for North Crawford. 63-44. Bulldogs take a three on the way. Good for Clary. Out of the NBA length. And that'll make it 63-47. And the pace is picked up again. Ball comes across to Jacobus. Left side, top of the key, Bender. Kicks it over to Munson for three. No good. Rebound by the Bulldogs and a foul called on North Crawford. Devin Ime is fouled. And that'll be the third on North Crawford. You know, the game is Houston Boland for the Bulldogs. Les Nelson gets a breather. Foul was marked on the Trojans. Zach Bender, it looks like. Ball comes in play. Caught here on the near side by Boland, and the Bulldogs set up shop. Pass going, give and go, down low, knocked away, picked up by Boland. Back to the corner, and Ime, and he dribbled it out of bounds. Pass led him a little far. It was tipped as well by the Trojans and forced the Bulldog turnover. So it goes back the other way. 12-20 to play this one tonight. Munson walks it across the half-court line. Munson holds it left, throws it down to the baseline. Now the throw inside, knocked loose by Boland, but picked up again by Bender. And he'll dribble toward the free throw line. Throws it left, baseline jumper on the way. That's no good for Stoluka. Rebound by Pomeroy. Off it goes now to Burkram. He'll shoot a three at the other end. It is no good. Rebound North Crawford on the end line. Looks like they almost dribbled it out of bounds. And the ball comes to the left side. They're going to set up for a three. It is on the way and in and out. Out of bounds, last touch by the Trojans. It'll be Bulldog basketball. We'll be back here on Friday night when the Bulldogs host Weston. Yeah, they can score some points, too. That'll be a fun one. Ball comes across the timeline. Taken here on the left side by Boland. Stolen away by North Crawford. Sawyer Stoluka will be fouled. That'll be the second on Ithaca. Stops the clock with 11:31 to play in the game. 63-47, North Crawford. Cody Burns returns for the Bulldogs. And for North Crawford, Miles Candler is into the game. So the Trojans put it in play. Miles Candler with the ball just across the half-court line. Swings it deep baseline. Stoluka bounces it low. Nothing. Throwing it back to the outside now is Jacobus. Trojans spread it out down to the deep baseline. Here's Bender on a drive. Nothing. Throws it back to the free throw line. On a dribble drive. Oh, blocked by the Bulldogs. Great job by Burkram. Picked up by Sammy Clary. Clary airmails it to Burns. Three on the way. It is no good. Rebound by Jacobus and the Trojans. They'll take it across now. Set it up quickly. Down deep. Tough shot up and good for Zach Bender. Willed himself to the basket. And it's 65-47, North Crawford. In the backcourt, Casey Pomeroy takes it across the half-court line. Dribbles, gives it off now to Ethan Burkram. Burkram with the ball on the right side. Drives back to the top of the circle. Burns on the left side for the Bulldogs. Back to the right side, Pomeroy. Gives it low to Burns. Cody takes it to the corner. Fires it back out, top of the wheel. Pomeroy all the way on the left side. Pulls up, follow-away jumper is in and out. Rebound by North Crawford. And in the corner, we have a couple of players fighting for it. I believe the foul is going to go on Devin Ime of the Bulldogs. So Devin commits his second foul. A lot of these players going all out on the floor, as you'd expect in a long-time rivalry like this. But North Crawford maintaining a big lead of 18 right now with just over 10 minutes remaining. Zach Bender with the ball. Around the wheel it goes. Near side, Candler. Candler drives top of the circle. Nothing. Up from the baseline is Bender. Around the wheel, Candler, right side, into the corner. Three for North Crawford is in and out for Stoluka. Rebound by Burns of the Bulldogs. Outlet pass to Berkram. Berkram across the timeline. Over on the left side is Burns. Now back to Berkram. Off a screen, Ethan drives. Shot on the way, won't stay. Bulldogs have a little trouble on the outside shooting now, and Jacobus with the ball. He'll drive the other way, set it up quickly. The Trojans pass to the lane. Shot is on the way, no good. And there's a scrum for the basketball after the miss by Zach Bender, and a jump ball is called. That'll put it back in the hands of the Bulldogs. Timeout taken, 9:23 remaining, 65-47. North Crawford leads Ithaca. Boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469. From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
After the timeout, Bulldogs basketball. Burns trying to throw it length of the court. It's tipped by the Trojans and out of bounds. 65-47, North Crawford leading here in area boys basketball. Trojans trying to go 7-0 in the Ridgeland Valley. There's a pass to the inside. I'm driving. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound by North Crawford. Pulled down by Miles Candler. Outlet pass to Sawyer Stoluka. Across half court. Throws it to the right side. Candler holding the basketball and then whips it off to the far side. Taken now on a dribble drive by Munson. Munson is cut off. Gives it back to Stoluka. Stoluka drives down deep. Got loose and scores. He's got 5 points and that'll make it 67-47. Bulldogs three-point answer by Burns. No good. North Crawford by 20 and they've got the rebound. Ball comes across the half-court line. Stoluka. Munson, Candler around the defender, throws to the corner. There's a long three on the way, and that is nothing but net for Stoluka. North Crawford continues to build the lead, 70-47, 8:22 to go. Sammy Clary across half court, using a screen down to the baseline, tipped out of bounds by Munson. Coming into the game for North Crawford will be Landon Blaha. Colin Jacobus goes out. Setting up now will be the Bulldogs with the inbound pass. Caught on the left side and then taken on the dribble by Berkram. Ethan, nowhere to go, gives it back to Pomering. Now Berkram, top of the circle. Berkram skips it in to Burns. Low post, takes a shot up. Good. And a foul call. North Crawford trying to take the charge. Cody Burns with the basket. He'll go to the line. That'll make it 70-49. Foul is going to be called on North Crawford's Bender, I believe. That'll be his third. So, taking a look right now, with the free throw is Burns, and it's on the rim, no good. And a foul call, Devin Iam trying for the rebound, is fouled. Or, let's see, commits the foul, they say. So, as they take the number to the far side, that'll be three fouls now at Devin Iam. He comes out of the game. Wesley Nelson is in. Just over 8 minutes remaining in the ball game tonight. North Crawford leading it 70-49. Landon Blaha across the half-court line. is double teamed and stuffed, and there's a timeout by Coach Chris Wettstein. 7:55 to play. North Crawford leading the Bulldogs 70-49 in area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
In girls basketball, Westby leading Richland Center 26-22. That's in the first half. Also tonight, Wisconsin Heights leading Dodgeville in girls basketball 27-20. That's in the second half. Here at Ithaca, North Crawford has been a machine, leading the Bulldogs 70-49 in boys basketball. The Trojans set it up now. Jacobus back to Munson. Top of the circle, holds it above the head, looks. Now on a dribble drive, down deep, nothing, kicks it back out. North Crawford pulling it out a little bit right now, spreading it out. Pass comes to the near side, caught by Hemler. Carter on a drive to the paint, nothing, fires it back to Blaha. Now fires it inside, nothing, back to Munson. Deep baseline, Hemler, and then back out to Munson. Munson just across the half-court line. Throws it now down to the baseline, caught by Blaha. Again, North Crawford, the designed offense, running the spread, trying to keep the Bulldogs running. And if there's something there, an easy shot, Trojans might take it. But otherwise, yeah, they're looking back door, catching it as Hemler, and he'll take a shot. It's out of the way, no good. Rebound by Nelson. Wes Nelson with a blue-collar effort gets the rebound, brings it out to Burkrum. Down to the baseline, Pommering for three. Got it. KC Pommering nails the shot. It is 70-52. 6:42 remaining in the ball game. Munson is stopped, gives it over to Jacobus. To the inside, Hemler, back to the near side. Munson wide open, three-pointer, in and out. Foot four, and a jump ball call between the combatants. It was Burkrum tying up with Blaha, and the arrow points to North Crawford. Trojans setting up a four-quarter out-of-bounds play, the box play. Pass comes in. There's a wide-open man, and he scores. Jacobus lays it in, 72-52. Back up to a 20-point lead. Bulldogs for three from Burns. No good. Fought for. Trojans get the rebound. Candler with the ball. Up to Blaha. And North Crawford, seeing that half-court trap, now it's into the backcourt, and the Trojans going to have to get across timeline. That's going to be 10 seconds. Hey, good defense by the Bulldogs. One of their best defensive efforts of the night, putting on the half-court trap and forcing North Crawford to turn it over on the 10-second call. The inbounder will be Sammy Clary. Bulldogs trailing by 20 with 6:04 to play in the ballgame. Bascom's in play. Casey Pommering off his screen, moves to the left side, uses the dribble, backs up, gives to Cody Burns. Burns with the ball. North Crawford also match it up man-to-man. Sammy Clary just across half court with the ball. Off a screen from Burns over to the corner. Skips it inside to Iam. Devin is cut off. Back to Burns. Three on the way and good. Cody Burns with his third three. 72-55. North Crawford. Trojans with the ball. Up to the sideline it goes. Deep corner. Bringing it now is DeLuca, and around the wheel it goes. Back to the right side, held up by Munson. Munson now back to the half-court line. Throws it left side to Blaha. Blaha, left wing, drives to the free throw line, leans in. Shot is going to go, and they're going to call him for traveling. That'll wave it off. goes back to the Bulldogs with 5:10 to play. And Coach Wetstein is telling them to back off on the defense. North Crawford also picking it up at half court. Pomerink pushes it to the corner. Ball fake Iam. He takes a dribble and then called for traveling. It'll go back to the Trojans. Into the game for the Bulldogs will be Wes Nelson. Devin Iam with three fouls tonight. And for North Crawford, Zach Bender returns. Visiting Trojans leading 72-55 in area boys basketball. Pass comes to Munson. He crosses the half-court line. Munson stops, skips it over to Emler on the deep corner. Emler on a drive. North Crawford setting some screens down low, staying active. Here's Emler on a drive, brings it back to the left side, Blaha. Back to the right side, Munson. And now Emler backs off. North Crawford not attacking right now. They're spreading it out. Play and keep away. Back to Emler. Emler on a drive. He's fouled by Burns. That'll be the Bulldogs' fifth personal foul. Cody Burns with his second. Ball on the near side, and the Trojans will start it in play. Good representation of the student sections tonight. Again, the Bulldog girls basketball team is missing in action. They're playing in New Lisbon tonight. Pass comes in play. Colin Jacobus around the half-court line. Drives left side, gives it now to Munson, top of the circle. Bulldogs cranking up the D, and that'll be the sixth foul. This one's called on Ethan Burkram, which will be his second. Stops the clock with 4:18 to play. Our next broadcast coming up on Thursday night for Richland Center High School. The Hornets will play host to Platteville. Houston Boland is in for Cody Burns. Bulldogs make a quick switch. And North Crawford puts it in play. In the backcourt, Andrew Munson. Munson across the half-court line. Drives, pulls up, pivots, nowhere to go. Throws it now to the free throw line. Emler kicks it back out to Bender, and the Trojans take it around the perimeter. Bender, now Munson. Right side, Blaha. And North Crawford going into that weave offense, taking it away from the Bulldogs, keeping it out of their hands, and a foul is called on Boland, I believe. That'll be the Bulldogs' seventh, so that will put North Crawford at the free throw line. Foul on number 53, Houston Boland. That is his first. Burns and Iam return. Boland and Nelson are out for the Bulldogs. Coach Aaron Hipsch has rotated seven tonight. Emler with a free throw in the air, and it is good. Emler makes it. North Crawford 5-for-5 from the line tonight. 73-55. Second throw in the air. That one is good. Emler makes them both, and that makes it 74-55. Back to 19. Here's a drive at the other end. Pomerink shot no good. Tip blast by the Trojans. And out of bounds. Burns will be the inbounder for Ithaca. Cody looking, bounces it in. There's Iam. Devin drives, shot on the way, good. Devin Iam scores. Timeout by the Bulldogs. That'll make it 74-57. Ball game score. We have 3:44 to play here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hill Point is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASC certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Now is the time to help our feathered friends outside this winter. We carry all types of bird seeds from 1 pound, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, up to 50 pounds. Plus we have suet cakes and many styles of bird feeders. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet to see these and many other great products we offer. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The Bulldogs trailing North Crawford with 3:44 to go, 74-57. Trojans led at halftime 51-36. And haven't maybe shot as well in the second half, but they've been also changing their offense a little bit and taking some time off the clock. Munson back to Blaha. Blaha crosses the timeline. Plant throws it off to the left side, caught by Jacobus. Jacobus had a drive, nowhere to go, throws it off left side, caught now by Blaha, and a foul is called. That's going to be an intentional foul, as Casey Pomering was able to get the foul, but maybe swung it around a little bit too hard, and the intentional foul will be called with 3:29 to go. So it acts as a technical, and the shooter is going to be Landon Blaha, and I believe the first will be for the foul. Everybody else at half court, and the shooter all alone here with, again, 3:29 to play. Blaha has not shot free throws tonight, has made three threes. This one is no good. He'll get one more. Second one on the way, and it is on the rim, no good. So now North Crawford will get the ball out of bounds. Yeah, that's the extent of the free throws. Westby leading Richland Center, 31-24 in girls basketball. River Valley up on Boscobel, 21-12 at half. Fenimore leading Riverdale, 39-24 in girls basketball. That is at the half. North Crawford will bring it in play, leading 74-57. Emler with the basketball crosses the timeline. Emler is fouled by Devin Ein, and that'll be his fourth. So the Bulldogs going into foul mode here, trailing by 17 in the game with 3:23 to go. And going to the free throw line, Connor Emler, he is 2 for 2. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. Makes it 75-57. Into the game for the Bulldogs, Wes Nelson. And second throw now for Carter Emler. Wisconsin Heights leading Dodgeville, 34-27, girls basketball, second half. This one is missed, and the rebound by Cody Burns of the Bulldogs. Bulldogs bring it up court quickly into the baseline area. That's going to be a ball inside. Burkram trying to get it to Nelson, tipped by North Crawford, and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Bulldogs. Devin Ein returns. And Wes Nelson comes out. The Bulldogs will start it in play. Burns into Clary. Back right away to Ein on the inside. Knocked away. And it's going to be a couple of players going down to the paint. Picked up by North Crawford. They'll take it the other way and score easily. Emler, wide open layup. Back to a 20-point game. 77-57. North Crawford, Bulldogs across the timeline, 2:54 to go. Burns to Clary, Clary now to Ein, off the screen, three on the way, on the rim, no good. Rebound North Crawford, pulled down by Blaha, and a foul on Clary with 2:43 to go. That'll put the Trojans at the line at the other end. Wes Nelson will be into the ball game. And the shooter is Blaha, 0 for 2. Just a little bit ago. So the foul is marked. Sammy Clary's third. He picked up two early on in this one and has played a long time with two. That one is good. 78-57. North Crawford getting back to its biggest lead. They'll get another free throw. This one in the air, and that one is good. So Blaha having a good game on the road here tonight. And it makes it 79-57. Nelson in the corner. Nelson back to the middle drive. Shot on the way from 15. No good. Rebound by North Crawford. Trojans controlling the boards. And that's been a difference. Foul is going to be called on Ethan Burkram with 2:29 to play. For Ethan, this is foul number 3. Going to the line will be Andrew Munson. And the Bulldogs will start to empty the bench, it looks like. Cade Keller getting up. Keegan Jones as well. Free throw is good by Munson. That makes it 80-57. Sammy Clary and Casey Pomery go out for the Bulldogs. Going to the line, Andrew Munson. This one in the air, and that one is in and out. Rebound by Nelson. And Nelson takes it the other way. Back to Caden Keller. And the Bulldogs set up shop. 2:23 to play. Cody Burns on the left side. Drives back, free throw line right. Now gives it off to Berkram. Berkram drives. 10-footer on the way, no good. Rebound Nelson, up good and put back. And a great job by Wes Nelson. He's got 8 points, 80-59. North Crawford with the ball in the backcourt. Just over 2 minutes remaining. Pass comes across the timeline. They'll pump it to the corner. Blaha with the basketball. Back to Emler. Top of the wheel and around to the left side. Jacobus. Jacobus guarded by Keller. Takes it right side. Down to 1:46 remaining in the ball game tonight. North Crawford with a comfortable lead. And there is a timeout taken by Coach Wetstein. He's going to replace his starters. And the Bulldogs will do the same. 1:41 remaining in the ballgame. High school boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Oakwood Fruit Farm has a rich history. It was started in the early 1900s by Albert Lewis. The farm sits among the ridges and coulees almost directly east of Richland Center. The soils are fertile and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
North Crawford basketball. Both teams now have put in some reserves. 80-59. Trojans with the lead. Candler throws it down low. Backing in is Tamling. Gavin Tamling called for traveling. It'll go back the other way. The Bulldogs with Makai Tuula in there. And also Dante Kleinsaucer. Keegan Jones is in. And Caden Keller along with Xander Sorensen for Ithaca. Kleinsaucer on the near side, catches it, looks to the inside, fires it back to the far side. Makai with the basketball, back to Dante on the left side. Back it goes again with a minute remaining. Bulldogs looking to try and get open for a shot. Back to Keller. Caden will drive to the lane, tries to throw it to the corner, and he finds Kleinsaucer. He'll shoot a three, no good. Tipped around, rebound by the Bulldogs. Again, Kleinsaucer on the left side. Nowhere to go. Now drives a little closer. Shoots a two. That one banks off. Rebound Sorensen. Back up and good for Xander Sorensen. 80-61 in favor of North Crawford. Transition down to the baseline. Tamling fires it back out to Fredette. Fredette to A.J. Anderson. Right side Jake Odell. And now an inside move. Shot on the way. No good for North Crawford. Rebound Keller with 13 seconds. He'll whip it up the sidelines. Caught by Keegan Jones. Jones on the baseline, 7 seconds. Back to Keller, right side Sorensen shoots a three, and it's short at the buzzer, and that will do it. This one belongs to North Crawford. They come to town and play really well against the Bulldogs, winning it 80-61, improving to 7-0 in the conference, 13-1 overall. The Bulldogs fall to 5-3. They are 11-5 on the season. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. You're listening to high school boys basketball coverage from WRCO Radio Sports.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
North Crawford got off to a big lead tonight, 51-36. And for our turning point of the game, we're going to look back to the first half because that's where they really were impressive and got going here tonight with a total of 9 3-point baskets. So the 9 3-point baskets was the run of the game, and that is what we conclude tonight, the difference maker in the game. You can make the most of your run. Join Duncan Rewards today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks at Duncan in Richland Center. 80-61 the final. North Crawford gets the win. We'll have more coming up on the postgame show from WRCO Sports.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, some place, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Welcome back to Ithaca, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. North Crawford gets the win, 80-61 tonight. They are led in scoring by Cullen Jacobus with 23 points. Really good balance, 14 by Landon Blaha, 13 for Carter Emler, 12 for Andrew Munson, 11 by Zach Bender, and Sawyers Toluca scores 8. For the Bulldogs on the opposite side, 18 for Devin Heim, 11 by Cody Burns, and 13 for Sammy Clary. So those three in double digits, 8 for Wes Nelson, 7 for Casey Pomering, and 2 each for Ethan Burkram and Xander Sorensen. The Bulldogs 5 of 7 from the free throw line. They make 8 three-pointers. North Crawford 11 of 15 from the free throw line, and they make a total of 12 three-pointers in the game. And now the Filney flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Fenimore leading Riverdale 49-29 in the second half. River Valley 27-17 up on Boscobel. Westby up on Richland Center 39-35. New Lisbon's girls have beaten Ithaca 51-48 tonight. Potosi-Cassville 53-50 against River Ridge. That one is a final tonight as well. Wisconsin Ice leading Dodgeville 34-27 as well in the second half. Those are some of the latest we have. Tim Feed will have a rundown of scores coming up as well here tonight following our basketball broadcast. We'll be in the Richland Center coming up on Thursday night when the Hornets will be playing host to the Platteville Hillmen. We'll be back here on Friday night for action featuring the Weston Silver Eagles and the Ithaca Bulldogs. The Bulldogs, after a good start in the conference, now will try to bounce back. They'll be on a two-game conference losing streak and have lost to Seneca and now North Crawford. And Weston played some pretty good basketball as well, so that's coming up on Friday night. No wrestling coverage this weekend, but that starts next weekend, the 8th of February, our first game, and that will be coming up on next week on the 8th. We have a couple of locations for the conference clashes, and then we will go from there. North Crawford gets the win at both ends of the doubleheader tonight, 60-32 in the JV game, and 80-61. They defeat the Bulldogs and improve to 7-0 and 13-1 overall. Ithaca falls to 11-5 and 5-3. And that is it for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show tonight from Ithaca. The Trojans with the victory. Now moving on for more challenges, and we'll see if somebody can knock them off in the conference, but so far unbeaten. They'll be challenged on Friday night at home against Seneca, and then they'll play Wazika Steuben next week on Tuesday as well. Mr. Fabulous, our studio engineer, Tim Feed, thank you very much. And this is Phil Lee signing off. Have a great rest of your night. We'll talk to you again real soon with more high school sports on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Started out all alone. cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love the twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on the first ride in a paid-up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six-string with stars out and a campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 you on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. First hello, and the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way. My world spins around. When my world spins around. Oh yeah. The way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. And I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 you on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. You're what my world spins around. What my world spins around.
as I turn out the light. I'll put this picture down and maybe get some sleep tonight. 'Cause he's a reason for the teardrops on my guitar. The only one who's got enough for me to break my heart. He's a song in the car I keep singing, don't know why I do. He's the time taken up, but there's never enough. And he's all that I need to fall into. Drew looks at me, I fake a smile so he won't see.
Herself a beauty school diploma, runner up to Miss Oklahoma. She looks uptown, but she ain't really. She's into football, she likes my chili. Somebody slap me. Somebody slap me. Can't be this happy. Somebody slap me. I found a girl who's sweeter than honey. She pets my dog and she likes my buddies. The kind of girl who ain't afraid of nothing. She's independent, she does her own coming. Her daddy's rich, but she don't let it show. Slap me. Slap me. I said, somebody slap me. Can't be this happy. Y'all said, somebody slap me. Somebody slap me. I said, somebody slap me. Can't be this happy. Slap me.
before I met you. Don't act surprised when you see me, like you didn't have a clue that I'd be here tonight, wearing those jeans you like. Been coming here for a long time.
White House, down the street where I grew up, Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. I spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. He said he was in the war, went in the Navy, lost his wife and lost his baby. I broke down and asked him one time. I said, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled and said, I raised my
later, I was off at college, talking to Mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip, the ins and outs of the small town life. Said, oh, by the way, son, old man Wrigley died. Later on that night, laid there thinking back, thought about a couple of long